Hey, bub, I keep telling you, don't call me Wubby! Snicked.
Let's fucking go!
Ding, 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 this is an interruption.
Actually, it isn't. This is the beginning.
Or is it the end?
No, it's the beginning. No, the world knows this is the beginning of the show.
Beginning of the end.
I'm going to REM you.
Yes, we're going to talk about Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Let's fucking go.
That's what she said. Never gets old.
Nope.
Yeah, this is entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
As if I expected anything different out of these two.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they both look like they're having a blast.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. And you would point out some of the stuff to me, but you had pointed out way back when they first did the first teaser of this, where you're like, here, watch this. And I'm like, okay, watch it. Hey, Hugh, you want to come back? Okay, Ryan, like, hello. Of course they're going to have fun. They've been poking fun at each other for years. And now that Deadpool is actually in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, holy shit.
And so is Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And to lesser degree, some of the X-Men, even though they're going to wipe out most of them. And then, this trailer had a ton.
Yep. Yeah, it had everything. It had everything, but it also had nothing, which was great. Because,
you had a bunch of angsty stuff, and yeah, you had a bunch of stuff telling that, you know, this Wolverine is from a universe that where he failed his team, and there's all kinds of callbacks to different films with this. Mm-hmm. Like the poster with Wolverine's glove with Deadpool next to him, yep, like touching the claws is a mm-hmm. callback to Logan.
Yep.
With the girl holding his hand. Like Liefeld's feet or something store that's behind them in part of the trailers, because Rob Liefeld can't draw feet.
He can't draw feet, but also I think it was him who created the character in 1991.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I mean that was also a jab at him too. But
yep.
And then sadly, they show that Giant Man is dead and they're using his corpse.
Yep.
As a house, which I guess is from a comic. You get Wolverine in the bar where he's being told not to come back there. And it's funny because then you get, where Wolverine's trying to extend his claws, and then mm-hmm. Deadpool's like, it happens to wolfies after 40. Because in Logan, he was having a hard time getting the claws out.
That's right.
As well. So like there's little jabs like all over the place. Blind Al, you know, had plenty of like drug jokes, which was funny. And then you see like Deadpool in Age of Ultron timeline.
Yep.
And then the Fox logo smashed in the ground. You see Professor Xavier's sister, Cassandra Nova,
mm-hmm.
in the trailer. Also bald.
Yep. Yeah, you see all this stuff, but you don't actually... And this is what I think is so great.
You see teasing of the characters, but you don't see any plot.
Exactly. Yes. You see all the teasing that they're doing for you and to you, but it doesn't give anything away at the same time, which is the way trailers should be. Get you interested, get you excited to get your ass in the seat to go see the movie without basically telling you what the movie is.
And then they're saying, too, that, you know, each universe of the multiverse has a hero that when they're removed, a Nexus event happens and it basically self-destructs.
Yep.
And, so, like, Wolverine disappearing and Deadpool disappearing and other characters kind of play a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's so much going on in this and yet nothing at the same time that I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I am too. Which we will be doing a Deadpool double feature over on Studio 2009 later this summer, where we watch the first two films, because I've never seen them. I just have not had time. They haven't been tops on my radar to watch them. I love Ryan as the character from what I've seen him in other advertisements and other skits and things. So, you know, but we'll do that. And then we'll eventually do this movie once it hits theaters.
I'm definitely going to get this version of Wolverine
from
this movie, like the figure, because he's in his suit. And then he just kind of fits the look.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm definitely down. What'll be interesting is if they survive it. I'm kind of wondering which version of Wolverine this is, because yeah, obviously it's from Fox, but it could be a different version of the Fox universe. Like, for instance, it could be the same one that goes into Logan. It could be a different one where all the X-Men are dead completely. It could be, cause I mean, we even saw in, you know, Days of Future Past, they changed the timeline in that too.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's so much different time meddling. It could be a different alternate Wolverine that had a similar starting point as what we're used to from the Fox universe, and then a totally different direction that they took it.
Yeah. I could be completely wrong here, folks, but I really want it to be the main, because it's Hugh. I want it to be, and I know it's always been Hugh for the movies, but I want it to be the main original 2000 X-Men film version of the character. That's what I want.
I can see that. I don't think it's going to be.
Probably not.
I think it's going to be, because I think that's the way that they're going to, because I know Hugh's big thing about playing the character. He didn't want to detract from Logan.
Right.
And I feel like Logan was the natural progression of the original.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong too, because even that didn't really quite feel like it fit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think my main sticking point is because in 24 years? Yeah, 24 years. We've never had another live action Wolverine. We will, unless Hugh can't do it anymore.
Well,
it's going to be, I think this is probably going to be his last one. Fine, whatever, fine. But my point is, in 24 years, this isn't James Bond. You're not having a different person play the character every other movie every 2 or 3 years. This isn't like that. This isn't Batman, where you have various Batmans doing 1 film, 2 film, 3 film, 7 film, whatever film. This is fucking Wolverine and Hugh Jackman for 24 years. So,
I mean, that's quite a stellar run.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he fits the role really well, and then
he does. He always
looks it, plays it well. Definitely a career maker out of it, because I mean, the dude's he's got the longest running record playing in the same character.
Yep.
As far as live action films.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And then, like, on top of it, like, he's just, I don't know, like, I, like, this will be, like, kind of like how Toby is my definitive Spider-Man, like, this is my definitive Wolverine and Deadpool, and, like, I mean, Ryan's the only one that's ever played a live-action Deadpool, too, and I think that we're going to get different ones in this one, as well as Wolverine's.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, either way, I'm excited for it, looking forward to more. I'm sure there'll probably be another trailer at some point dropped, but
this is the end of April, almost May. The movie's not coming out till July 26th. I'm sure they're going to do more trailers between then and now. After all, it is Disney.
Well, even then, like, I feel like Ryan has a lot of say.
Oh, of course he does. Look at everything he said in this. Like, yes. I mean, come on, man. So, all right, folks. Now it's time to get to the seriousness of this episode of Altered Geek, because, oh boy. Yeah, just, tune in.
Let's fucking go.
Hey, this is Josh Keaton, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hi, this is Adam Mastriani, and you're listening to Altered Geek.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. It seems like we weren't here that long ago.
Well, it was a week for the people. It wasn't a week for us, but it was a week for the people.
No. No. Yeah. Yeah. It's quick for them, yeah. Not for us.
No, it's quick for us. It's not quick for them.
Yeah.
You got that backwards.
So, yes, we're going to discuss cult brands.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some that you would consider to be a cult brand? Let me throw you under the bus like that.
No. It's not that you're throwing me under the bus. I have to figure out how I'm going to word this, because I need to apologize in advance to Mr. Michael Powers, who isn't here to defend this and give his opinion.
That's all right.
Apple.
My boss loves Apple, uh-huh. And I there's certain applications that will not run on an Apple.
Mm-hmm. I grew up with Apple. I had I was in kindergarten in 85. The year you were born, I was in first grade, and we had Apple IIcs and Apple IIes and Apple II whatevers. So I grew up with Apple. But Apple in the 80s is nothing like Apple in 2024.
No.
Apple in 2024 is like, bang, zoom, Alice to the moon. Holy crap. I was in the Apple ecosystem for the longest time, back in 2008, 2009, 2010. I had an iPhone 3GS. And I
interesting.
Loved, yeah, I loved it. Now look, I'm not going to, but it's going to go back and forth. But I loved it because at the time I still have iTunes, but I was big on iTunes and was like this, that, and the other thing. I built up, I still have all this whole music collection, all these podcasts and movie. Like, I still have all my iTunes movies and TV shows I've had since 2006, kind of thing. So I like Apple products. I just don't like the way Apple locks you in to having their products or their services. That's what I don't like. They make it extremely hard for you to get out of the core of Apple. They just do.
And I can see that.
In 2013, somewhere around there, I had to go back to you know what it was? I sold my iPhone 3GS because I needed the money at the time and I didn't care about it anymore. And by that time, at the time, we had a Skype phone number. Nobody ever freaking calls me. Like, and I'm saying this as a general thing. I'm not pointing anybody out directly, but like, I don't get phone calls from family members. I'm okay, my dad, maybe, but like, you know what I mean? Like, my dad, my mom, fine, whatever, at the time before my mom passed in 2015. But like, nobody called me anymore. Nobody was needing my cell phone number. Like, yeah, unless it was an emergency and you were in the middle of nowhere, you weren't calling me. You were DMing me on Twitter or messaging me on Facebook or whatever.
Yep.
Like, nobody in 2011, 2012 was making a hell of a lot of phone calls. And for the podcast network, we needed a voicemail line so people could call in and leave their feedback if they wanted to have their voice on the air. At the time, before Microsoft bought them, and I'm sure the service, I think the services are all still there on Skype, but it is what it is. Skype had, hey, you can get a Skype voicemail number, or you can get a Skype phone number, and with that comes free voicemail and this, that, and the other thing. I think I paid anywhere from $60 to $90 per year for the phone number and the calling package, the U.S. and Canada calling. So there were two services. I paid for the phone number itself, which was, let's say, $60 a year, and then $30 for the unlimited U.S. and Canada phone service thing. So some of our early interviews that we did back then, 2010, 2011, some of them were, a lot of the Stan Bush interviews originally were over the phone. He would pull off to the side of the road in a couple of the early Stan Bush interviews, and he would call into the phone number, and we would record it through there. And so, yeah, by that time, I was out of Apple. I haven't had an Apple computer myself since 1991. The only Apple computer I ever had as a personal computer in my home was when I was 11 years old. I had the Apple IIgs. That's the only time I had ever... I've always had PCs. Ever since they switched to being a Mac computer in the 90s, everything is, like, backwards. Like, all the key commands are backwards. Oh, the escape key is over here. Oh, the quit key is on the left side. I'm like, no, don't do that. Whatever. So I ended up getting out of Apple and going into basically just either having Skype or just having a dumb cell phone until about, I think, 2017 when I met Karen is when I got a Samsung Galaxy S9. And I've been on Android ever since, and I will never leave Android because I like it better than Apple.
But for the win.
Yeah. I currently have a Google Pixel 6 Pro, but that's beside the point. The point is Android for the win, at least for our personal opinions. If you have different opinions, comment on the episode, geekcastradio.com. This is Altered Geek, episode 431. Why so serious? Other cultish brands? Disney? A little bit?
I would argue Disney for sure, just because how big of a conglomerate they've become.
Well, you got Disney, you got Disney and all their parks entail. You got whatever all that entails. You got Disney, the media side, which has Fox and Marvel and Star Wars and all that. What were you gonna say?
Well, I would say, like, for instance, let's define what a cult brand is. Cult brands are business to consumer companies with customers so passionate that they view their association with the brand as part of their personal identity. This connection can last for decades or even for a lifetime. Cult brand customers also feel a strong affinity with one another as well as the brand. This results in some of the strongest customer communities, both online and offline. And I would agree that's true. Yes, Disney is a big proponent of that. Although you can see, too, when a business runs kind of afoul of that, they can also tarnish that cult behavior.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is just crazy how they suck you in, and it takes a lot. Like, you know, I don't think Marvel and DC specifically. Okay, there you go.
I think they used to be.
Well, like, since Disney owns Marvel. It's more Disney than Marvel specifically now. And Warner Brothers has always owned DC, to my knowledge. If I'm incorrect on that,
except for way back when.
Okay, yes, but like the DC comics that we know, the DC films that we know.
Yes,
it's those always, are all. Yeah, it's always been under Warner Brothers. But my point is that I don't have, in comic books, I don't have specific stalkerish brand loyalty to DC or Marvel.
No.
When I say that, I mean like just attach myself. Like, no. I have loyalty to the characters I love from each of those companies. You will never hear me on the Pullback in the last 11 years that we've been doing that podcast. You will never, in any of those episodes, hear me ever say, I prefer, as a company, DC over Marvel or Marvel over DC. Because for me, it isn't about the damn companies. It's about the characters that the company's making. That's what I...
And the content.
Yeah, that's what I care about. And if it's content that I don't want to read or I don't want to watch, then I just won't watch it. Like, it's that simple. I know... We can do a whole other Altered Geekcast or whatever episode you want to do. We can do a whole thing on why I don't get people hate watching stuff. That's just dumb to me. Why would you waste your time to, quote unquote, hate watch something?
Yeah, that's not something I would do either. Like,
you're supposed to enjoy your time. Oh my God. Like, and I'm not going to watch something just so I could do a podcast about it. If I am interested in it,
yes,
I will do a podcast about, like, you know, I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah. Just, but I mean, so for instance, some of the other cult brands, what kind of prompted this was we were driving to the airport to go on a business trip, and we were looking over at Buc-ee's. And I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I've heard the name, but what the hell are... What is Buc-ee's?
So, Buc-ee's is a... More or less a gas station. Like a glorified gas station.
Oh, so it's like Shell or Thor... Okay.
Oh, no. This is more than that.
Oh, no.
It's a Texas-based and Texas supersized gas and convenience store chain that offers much more than a place to fuel up and grab a bag of chips. Its devoted fans make regular pilgrimages, sometimes driving hundreds of miles to stock up on beaver nuggets and brisket and merch with its buck-tooth mascot smiling face. Even its restrooms are award-winning. So, it's Buc-ee's is Buc-ee apostrophe S, and their mascot is a beaver, and they open up like these massive gas stations all over the country. They put one here in Johnstown, Colorado, which is like 20 or 30 minutes from where I live. It's 118 gas pumps. Which is like unheard of at a gas station. The other thing that people go there for is, I mean, people will stop and take with the inflatable. They'll take photos with it. They'll go inside. It's regularly named one of the cleanest places overall to stop for gas in the country. They have the cleanest bathrooms, or at least that's what they tout. I've not used their gas station or their bathroom, but that's more so just I wouldn't need to go.
Unless it's an emergency, I do not use any bathrooms in any stores unless I absolutely have to go and I didn't go before I left home. I don't care if it's a gas station. I don't care if it's a gas station with a mini mall inside of it. I ain't using your public restroom.
They have about the same cult following as like a Walt Disney World, which is insane when you think about it.
Yeah.
they have food that's for sale on the inside. for one. Like, they have their brisket, they have, you know, different roasted nuts.
Nuts, nuts, get your nuts. We got all kinds of nuts. Brazil nuts, walnuts.
Get your hands off my nuts.
They have different deli sandwiches. They have a massive selection of food and merch. All the merch is Bucky's themed. A lot of the food is Bucky's themed, which is how I think that they get away with. Like, they don't sell Coke or Pepsi. They have, like, Bucky Cola.
Oh, God, no.
So, like, it's all branded towards them. But I think they do that on purpose because, one, it builds the cult following, and, two, they don't have to pay the licensing fee to Coke or Pepsi.
Right.
And so the only one that I noticed that they broke that mold for was Arizona Iced Tea and Dr. Pepper. Everything else is Bucky's flavored. Because, like, I got a cola while I was there, and I was like, this tastes like Coke. I mean, it's fine. But, I mean, it was just funny, like, the amount of people, like, we got in there around 10:30, 11 o'clock on Easter, and we barely found a parking spot. And the complex is huge. And then when we were leaving, they had a line that was out almost to the expressway to get in there. Like, that's how cultish this place was. Like, it's almost to the almost like when you go to, like, an In-N-Out Burger or a Chick-fil-A, where people will line up for, like, days, yeah. It seems like, to get food. And it's like, it's not like, I get it, but it's not one of those things that, like, I just have to have.
Well, Chick-fil-A, I don't care for the owners of that establishment. I don't, whatever. In-N-Out, all as I will say about In-N-Out is that it is your basic burger place that offers some specialty menu items. And that's, for me personally, because I've had In-N-Out. I went out to California in December of 2016. Oh, God, that was... Oh, God, math hurts. 8 years ago? Yeah, 8 years ago. Oh, God. Oh, boy. First time ever being in California, and I told my buddy Doug at the time, I said, first thing I want to do is I need to try In-N-Out just because I want... I knew it was a basic burger, but here's the thing, folks. I am a basic burger bastard. I am. You give me a bun, two patties, cheese, some bacon, some ketchup, lettuce, tomato, I'm fine. I'm happy. I don't need everything else on my burger. I just need something simple that I like to eat, kind of thing. And it's all right. It's not like, you know, whatever. I'm not going to sit there and wait for 7 hours for it, but I see what you're saying. But Bucky, like, I people talk about Bucky's, and I'm like, what the... Bucky's, I don't know what the, like, what is this, the Winter Soldier store? No, it's, oh boy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's almost like how, you know, like, Mini Cooper people, like, mm-hmm. Volkswagen, IKEA, Southwest Airlines, Lennox, Harley Davidson, Oprah, Star Trek, Star Wars, like, these are all on the list. Like, yeah. These are Vans, shoes.
Yep.
And it seems to be, like, one of those things that everybody has on the same list. I thought it was funny, Star Trek, but I can honestly see that. And then
I wouldn't say Star Trek and Star Wars are cult brands.
Well, they're cult followings, and anything with a cult brand or following that has been going on, like, people just get pretty rabid about. I would argue is
okay. But most of those people who are arguing to their deaths by lightsaber or phaser are childish morons who can't approach it intellectually at all.
No, and I get that, but that is the definition of a cult brand. Like, people that just can't fathom that somebody dislikes it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, don't get me wrong, like, I like a lot of these different brands to some degree. Like, some of them I don't. Like, I don't get the appeal of IKEA. Because it's all half... Like, it's like a giant shop, a warehouse of stuff you have to put together yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all crap. And modular crap. Yeah. So, like, when you get done building the modular crap,
mm-hmm.
you could have just bought a quality piece of furniture in the first place. So, or in my case, I waited until something came available in Facebook Marketplace or at one of the Habitat for Humanity Rehome stores.
Yep. Those are good.
I bought for my display, for my geek display. And mind you, it's not exactly the design I was going for. But it's
close enough where you're happy.
It's close enough. Like, the only thing I would change is maybe the doors on it eventually. But I don't like the structure or sound. Like, I bought a display that I thought was one that I was going to enjoy. And it was brand new. It was from Home Depot. It was like, it was a kit. And I went to go get it out of the package. And it felt cheap and super flimsy and light. And they didn't even give me real glass. It was plexiglass and it was all scratched. And I was like, all right, screw this noise. I want something with real glass. I want something that's solid wood. And so like Habitat for Humanity went there, got one, painted it, made it look nice, bought new glass for some of it. And it's pretty stinking solid. So, I mean, it's those things, like those type of cult brands, like, and I get why some people like Apple, like back in the day, it was your media productivity.
And it still is for a lot of people.
It still is, but a lot of it's moved to PC because it's gotten cheaper.
Well, the thing about Apple, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I know I watch this person more than you do, but I watch Marques Brownlee, a.k.a. MKBHD, and he does a fairly good job of being equal on both Apple and Android sides because he's in both worlds. But some of the productivity and creativity that Apple things have, Windows just doesn't mean Windows can't have it. Unless, like, you can play games on Windows and you can do productivity things on Windows. You can do a lot of productivity things and fun videography and things and audio and whatever on Apple, but you can't really do a lot of whole whatever else on Apple, like gaming on Apple, whatever. But I understand that. That's fine. I don't know. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So like I've kind of been looking around now, like, what is a cult brand? What, you know, like Starbucks, Peloton, you know, Starbucks in itself, like they create their own buzz around things with holiday cups and coffee brands do it with stickers.
Stupid holiday cups. Oh, God, I remember that year. Oh, God.
Remember that movie that they were, I forget, it was Paul Rudd and Stifler in it, and they were trying to sell energy drinks, and they were, you know, and he's like, they're like, would you like a venti? He's like, no, I want a large. He's like, and then he's like, you know, and in this language, it means this. And this language means this. And that's not actually a large. He's like, it's just a made up word. He's like, you know, your other sizes are actually a thing. He's like, so great. Now you're stupid in three languages or something. And it was like, I was like, I mean, he's out of line, but he's right.
Yep. Just briefly tying this into media, you mentioned IKEA a few moments ago, and my first thought is there is an episode of The Suite Life on Deck, which is the sequel to The Suite Life of Zack and Cody on the Disney Channel, and yes, I know, folks, I'm talking about a Disney show, whatever, where Phil Lewis as Mr. Mosby and the boys go to Sweden, and they go to an IKEA-type ripoff place, and he needs, like you're saying, they want you to build this stuff yourself. He needs a replacement this. Oh, you need a replacement screw. Which screw do you need? Blah, 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 blah. Go down the whole list. Name of the screw he needed was a Yerka Fossa. Yerka Fossa is essentially jerk face.
Jerk face!
Hey, I'm doing the best I can.
No, that's the name of the screw I need. Jerk face!
You mean the Yerka Fossa?
Yerka Fossa!
One Yerka Fossa. Yeah. We no longer make that screw.
Epic fail.
Some of these brands, man. And like I said with Apple, I'm not trying to tie it back to it, but like some of these brands do things that just sometimes we like them and then we just want to get rid of them and they make it hard to get out of it. And it's like, really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and like a lot of brands are very cultish, like in, and you almost have to be like to stand out.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You, you have to lock people in, and you have to keep them coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I understand this, but let's just say, to cover both sides of the spectrum, Apple and Samsung. And again, I want to apologize to Mr. Michael Powers, a.k.a. at BoothNinja81 on X, if he's still using X. I don't know if he is or not. But iPhone 13 Pro Max, 14 Pro Max, and 15 Pro Max, there's no innovation. There's only refinement and a new number every year. Same thing with Samsung. Samsung, I'm not leaving them off the hook either. Between the S22 Ultra, 23 Ultra, and 24 Ultra, there might be, okay, I think the S24 Ultra currently right now, which is the newest one, has more AI than the other two versions, but they still look the same. Look, I don't mind a candy bar phone. That's fine, whatever. But the greatest thing that Samsung did between the S20 and the S21 Ultra is, on the S21 Ultra, they had the sidebar camera things like they do now, except it was enclosed in a little bit of a hump bump thing where it looked more uniform. Now, the cameras are just hanging out on the back of the phone like just somebody with his junk out or something. Like, I won't, until Samsung changes their design on the Ultra model of the phone, and it's even with the regular Samsung S, Galaxy S, whatever, or the S Plus, or whatever, the mid-range one, I forget what it is. Until they change that design language on that phone, I will never own another Samsung. I probably won't own... The next Google phone I might end up getting is the Google Pixel Fold 2, whenever the hell we get that, if we're getting that anytime soon. I don't know. But when I jumped from the S9 to the Google Pixel 6 Pro, it was simply because when Google... And I know you can speak to this because you had a 3XL a few number of years ago? Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Steve had a Google 3XL. And you had that 3XL because you liked the larger format, you liked the way it was, and whatever else, and you're not an Apple person. So, but when Google went from the old Pixel design to the 6 and above design with this Tron-like camera bar-looking thing on the back of the phone, I love it. I think it's great. I wish Google would go back to the all-glass back. That's the only reason why I did not upgrade to the Pixel 7 Pro or the current Pixel 8 Pro, is because in the 7 and 8, they've made the back camera bar and stuff like a silver. I don't think it's titanium. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it's not total glass. And the coolest thing for me, and it's very rare that I even have this out of a phone case, but when I have my Pixel 6 Pro out of a phone case, it has this two-tone black and gray kind of thing where it's very sleek, and I like sleek things. It's like Wreck-It says in that old movie from 1986.
New improved Junkion Planet is sleek, sexy import with turbo handling.
That's what I like about the Pixel 6 Pro. And until Google or until Samsung does something different with their designs that I'm actually going to like again, until this phone breaks, I won't be upgrading anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I have a Pixel 6a.
Yeah.
And it's about the same size as my 3a XL.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know what I'll get after this. I mean, but I just got this like 2 years ago.
See, I've had this since Karen passed away in 2021, December of 21, when it first launched. I have one of the first 6 Pros that launched originally. And outside of one issue this year that I've somehow miraculously fixed, I still love this phone. I love the way the cameras work. I love the way, like, again, I'm okay with being on Android's side because I like Android. I like what it does. I'm okay in being in Google. Like, everything for me is Google-based. The only thing I have that's Apple-based anymore is iTunes. And unless I absolutely have to have... So, you, like, for me, using iTunes is like, oh, I have to... Because I don't have... It's not on Spotify or anywhere else. I have to import a CD that I've owned for, like, the last 20 years of my life because it's nowhere to be found. Again, folks, physical media matters sometimes. And they'll be like, oh, well, you haven't logged in or changed your password for, like, a year and a half. Like, okay, what is it? I forgot it. I didn't forget it, but let's just say, oh, you must jump through all these hoops to whatever, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's a difference in being a brand cultist and a brand loyalist. Because I see the advantages of both, and you do too, I know you do, you see the advantages of both sides. Again, let's just take, Apple and Android. There are advantages to each, but people have to decide what they want out of their technology. And if you want to be in Apple's ecosystem, more power to you. If you like that, if you like the way that their phones take pictures or their tablets take pictures or whatever, great. Same thing with the Android side. What else? What else you got?
Well, I would almost argue like any of the franchises that have toys. I mean, look at Transformers fans, look at Power Ranger fans. Because I'm in, you know, I've been collecting some of the Lightning collection. I see the pain of this brand that people are just ticked. And like, I knew that they were, you know, a brand, but I was more like Star Trek Transformers and didn't really pay any attention to it. But honestly, they get hosed worse than we do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm trying to think. Okay, so outside of the Funko Pop Power Rangers that I have not had a Power Rangers action figure since 1995, and there's a picture, it's on my Facebook somewhere, maybe it's in whatever cloud, I forget. There is a picture of me where I am 15 years old, I am looking down at the Falcon Zord from the movie, the Zord from the movie, and I'm looking at this thing because I loved it so, so much. But again, like I mentioned on the podcast, I probably have mentioned it on here, I know I've mentioned it, I talk about it on Toycast all the time. In 2011, I just had this need to purge the toy collection at the time. And I didn't have any interest in getting back the toy collection until about 2016, 2017, when I started collecting Funko. And some of these, like, Power Rangers, Transformers, Star Wars, Star Trek... Transformers I kind of give a pass to, not because I'm a Transformers fan, but because in 40 years, how many different things has Transformers done in 40 years? So many things.
True.
That's the only reason why I give them a pass, because they give us various things at various stages. Yes, they always go back to G1 for anniversaries and for other things and everything else. Fine, whatever.
They do try and jump around, whereas I feel like Hasbro kind of screwed the pooch with Power Rangers. Yeah. Like, we got the Lightning Collection was great, but the remasters were even better. And then once they kind of stop, like, I feel like the last year they've been kind of fizzling out anyway, like the whole brand.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like once and always and Cosmic Fury were done, they were like, all right, pack up the shop.
I don't even remember. Like, I remember we did. I don't think it was an Altered Geek.
The end of. I want to say it was the end of 2023. They did all those, and then they were like still announcing some of these, like the remasters and the Master Morpher.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they're like, that's it. We're out of stock. We're done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating because, like, it's just so frustrating. I understand and I respect for collectors and for the brands to have exclusivity. Like, we've talked about NFTs before, and yes, folks, I'm moving in my chair. All right, so You want to talk about a niche thing, and we've talked about this before, how we don't like the process of the NFTs. NFT anything. I still don't like the process of the potentiality of getting something. I want to go get it. So I went out a couple of months ago, and I had saved up some money after paying bills and everything else. I'd saved up some cash. And I went and I got the Funko Pop Transformers Grail Gold Optimus Prime NFT. I love this thing. It is cool as hell. It is the only Gold Optimus Prime I ever need. But NFTs are another one of those things where toy collecting, I personally do not think, from toy companies, should be a gamble.
No.
I understand the addiction of gambling and all this and all that and everything else, because I grew up with my family playing cards and this, that, and everything, everything else. I've seen all the poker movies and all the blackjack movies in the world. Whatever, fine, whatever. But toy collecting should not be a gamble. You should not have to, like, I'm sure you've said this before. What's your current employment?
What do you mean?
Where do you work currently?
For a car wash.
Okay. So that's fairly hard work, right? For the most part.
Well, I do marketing, so yeah.
Okay, you're doing marketing, but I'm saying, like, okay, all right, fine. Take someone who's a construction worker, EMT, a policeman, a fireman, a doctor, or whatever. Not necessarily a doctor. But my point is, any job, really. Hell, fast food workers work their asses off for crap pay. But you're a hardworking person that wants to be able to spend their money on something they know they are going to get. You don't want to spend... I don't want to spend my money on something I know I only have the potential to get. I don't like the whole toy collecting should be a gamble thing. From toy companies directly. I understand the NFT thing and all that, and fine, whatever, whatever. But if you're going to have an exclusive on your website and you're going to tell people it's, let's just say it's limited to 2,000, you need to then put as a company on your website blockages in place so these scalpers don't come in with bots and buy six of the same thing, because if they, let's say five. 2,000 items, it's 1,995 items left. So that's only 1,995 real people, potentially, that could get that item. And then you're never going to make it again, because you want to make it limited. This is why, most of the time, I don't like limited things. I would rather Hasbro do mass market everything and make...
Well, and that's the problem, is Hasbro didn't.
Right.
And they purposely created the shortage...
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is the figures no one wanted, they overproduced, and the ones that everything, all the products that they wanted,
mm-hmm.
like people wanted, they underproduced.
Yep.
So who created the issue for themselves?
The company.
Yes.
Reminds me of a very old clip from a very old friend of mine, friend of ours, actually, a good old Ender. Years and years ago, 2009, 2010, when he was on Radio Free Cybertron, he did a MattyCollector.com rant, and I will probably put that in here somewhere. The basis of his rant is, we give you money, you give us stuff!
This is Radio Free Cybertron.
Transformers! Thank God Hasbro isn't Mattel. Ender, the floor is yours.
Oh, Mattel's Masters of the Universe has gotten to be like the most malignant, moronic, mishandled line in history. Not since a Hasbro creative meeting when one executive blurted out, "Let's kill the red truck guy," has a franchise been handled worse. The Masters of the Universe classics are an amazing line. They use modern toy-making techniques to bring out the best of a vintage figure, retaining its charm and essence while consistently exceeding modern quality standards and delivering fan-driven fun for the adult collector at a price that, while higher than average, is altogether reasonable. Sadly, the He-Man genius Falcon reaches its apex at this conceptual stage and then careens out of the sky with the aerodynamic grace of a quadriplegic hippo with an inner ear infection, plummets through a sky of inept customer service, plows straight and through a swamp of incompetent planning, and rests broken and ruptured in a bedrock of useless management. MattyScalper.com's inability to even handle its monthly server load, much less the demand for its product, has settled into a comfortable pattern of letting itself be milked by scalpers at a rate of 10 figures an order while the real customers wait in error screens. Meanwhile, scalpers, who are, by the way, the most worthless scum on earth, have already posted their overpriced rip-off auctions on the well-oiled servers of eBay, touting items' rarity due to a false scarcity they themselves have created with the foolish help of Mattel. Nothing endears fans to a brand like having legal tender slapped out of their hands as they attempt to exchange it for your product. The band-aid of a club was offered, seemingly a reasonable fix. You commit to buying the figures, and they guarantee you one. Simple enough. Until the line branches out into non-club figures, and the cycle begins again, as Battle Cat is snapped up by the scalping horde, and He-Man fans get shackled with Wondar, a not remake of a never-was exclusive. Now, underestimating demand for a fan line, or miscalibrating your limits, is not an unreasonable error. They have to make a profit and have to hedge their bets. However, one might think that after 1.5 to 2 years might be enough time to calibrate well enough that your servers don't crash every full moon and your product lasts more than half a hour. Mattel, get your together. Fire everyone on this project who is not a designer and sell us our toys. We give you money, you give us stuff.
That's the basis of his whole...
I remember that.
It doesn't matter if it's Masters of the Universe, doesn't matter if it's MattyCollector.com, doesn't matter if it's Hasbro, that's the point. If we're paying... And it's not just toy collecting, folks. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be toy collecting. It doesn't have to be something... And I'm going to say this, and I don't actually... It doesn't have to be something that's so stupid as toy collecting, even though toy collecting is not stupid. Okay? I'm just saying, if you're paying... Okay, this is going to be... Oh, God.
Mike's rant.
I'm going to roll tonight, folks, because holy crap. You pull into a drive-thru. I want a number one with a Coke, no ice. Let's just say it's McDonald's. Number one with a Coke, Big Mac with a Coke, fine, whatever. You got three cars in front of you, okay? You put in your order. They took your order. Yeah, you haven't given them your money yet, but there's three people in front of you who are trying to give them their money to get, the potentiality to buy a Big Mac. Give me a... No. Just... Companies, please, do something about your websites. Put securities in place where...
Or just actually produce the things people want.
That too.
And then you won't have half of your product line on clearance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where was... It was somebody said... I know you've said this all the time recently, but... It was probably... You said something to me. You were in a toy store the other day. You were in Walmart.
I go to Walmart a lot.
Okay, but I'm saying you were in a store last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever else, and they still have the same shit in the store that they had a year ago.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, God, that hurts my head, makes my eye twitch, and just makes me not want to believe.
Oh, they still have the yellow Zeo Power Ranger because they can't seem to get rid of it, and they finally decided to clearance it for $17, and it was $25 before that.
My God. So, an $8 discount, really? That's it?
Yeah. Oh, Walmart's funny, too. I swear Hasbro's got to be telling them, don't discount it.
Mm-hmm.
Because probably. When I've gone in and they've put some of the figures in clearance, for example, the Beast Wars reissues, they'll be in the clearance aisle. They'll have a clearance sticker for the same price that they were on retail for.
Oh my God.
Oh, I watch them like a hawk.
I know you do, but
I think it's stupid.
And I know it might sound, we are complaining, folks, but the whole point of this episode is don't be a cult. I mean, you can be a cult if you want to be a cult with OCCULT, whatever, fine, with your supernatural whatevers, but toy companies, stop trying to be David Koresh, please. We're not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid anymore.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
So, I think that about wraps this episode up.
Cool.
So, basically, my name is Funemployed, and I'm here with my partner at Random Hat Studio, a.k.a. Emily. And we stream on Whatnot every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific. We look for family, friends, rehoming great collectibles to people that are willing to partake. And we give a portion of our funds every week to a specific charity and looking to pay it forward back to the community that made everything that we do so wholesome.
We are Two Mics, Two Furious, a podcast where we watch every episode of Transformers Animated and discuss from two different points of view. I'm Mike Seibert, and I've never watched Transformers Animated before, and guiding me on this journey is author Michael Andrews.
Hello! Yes, longtime Transformers Animated fan, serial rewatcher. I've seen it plenty of times.
So if you've never watched Transformers Animated but always wanted a reason to, now's your chance. Likewise, if you've binged the series several times, it's a great reason to watch through again with us. Because regardless, if you're a seasoned vet or a newbie, there's something for every fan. Because I ask questions.
Why is Prowl such a dick?
So that he can be not a dick later, I think is the answer.
Subscribe to Two Mics, Two Furious on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
Are we coming off furious enough? I feel like we're not living up to the... Are we supposed to be, like, more angry, more fired up? We're really in a good mood. We really enjoy talking to each other.
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
Next time, I have no idea what we're doing, but we'll figure it out between then and now, or now and then, or whenever the hell it is.
Yep. So, thank you, as always, for listening to Altered Geek. You can, of course, get a hold of us in the following ways. You can comment on this episode post on geekcastradio.com or on Facebook. You can, of course, interact with us on Twitter at SCP21 for myself or at Altered Geek or at TFG1Mike. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Why so serious?